Chapter 16, and Jesus is with his disciples, and he says to them, "Now do you believe?" He says, "How long did it take for them to really see and believe what was before them? Who was with them? What he was doing?" I think that's the question for us all today. Who's here? Who's with you? Got another question for you.
Tengo otra pregunta para ti.
Who are you? We know in our heads.
Sabemos que en nuestras mentes.
It's time, I think, we know in our hearts.
Sabemos que es tiempo que está en nuestros corazones.
If you knew,
porque si supieras,
you wouldn't have any fear.
No tendrías ningún temor.
Where did you come from?
¿De dónde vienes?
Where are you going?
¿Dónde irás?
See, God opened our eyes to these things.
Dios abre nuestros
Brother
ojos
Alfred
estas cosas.
Sort of preached my sermon already.
Y el hermano Alfred, como que ya predicó mi sermón.
Would you bow with me? Heavenly Father,
Padre Celestial,
we come in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Venimos en el precioso nombre de nuestro Señor Jesús.
Our Lord,
nuestro Señor,
our Savior,
nuestro Salvador,
the lover of our souls,
el amado de nuestras almas,
our delight,
nuestra delicia,
our joy,
nuestro gozo,
our happiness,
nuestra felicidad,
the desire of all that we have need of,
el deseo de todo lo que tenemos necesidad,
is in our Lord,
está en nuestro Señor.
He's our advocate,
él es nuestro abogado,
yeah, our lawyer,
nuestro,
our judge,
nuestro juez.
Oh my goodness, how rich we are.
Nuestro defensor, oh Dios, cuán ricos somos.
Now Lord, I ask this morning,
Señor, pido en esta mañana,
as we come to meet with you,
así como nos venimos a encontrar contigo,
open our eyes to more, please.
Abre nuestros ojos a más, por favor.
More of you.
Más de ti.
That we may walk.
Que podamos caminar.
Truly in the Spirit.
Verdaderamente en el Espíritu.
Truly with you.
Verdaderamente
in your
contigo,
kingdom.
En tu reino.
Take us to places, Father.
Llévanos a lugares, Padre.
Not just in a service.
No solo un servicio,
but I'm asking for each one.
Pero estoy pidiendo por cada uno.
Take us in places we've never been with you before.
Llévanos a lugares donde no hemos estado nunca.
Tomorrow morning.
Mañana en la mañana.
The day is gone and another day before us.
El día se va y otro día antes de nosotros.
May we wake up.
Quizás despertemos.
With you in our mind.
Contigo en nuestras mentes.
In your word, in our hearts.
En nuestros corazones.
May we wake up, taking your hand.
Que despertamos y levantemos y la tomemos en nuestras manos.
Today I walk with you.
Y hoy caminaré contigo.
Deeper.
Más profundo.
More reality.
Más realidad.
Deeper in the Spirit.
Más profundo en el Espíritu.
In confidence.
En confianza.
In faith.
En fe.
In love.
En amor.
In submission.
En sujeción.
Oh, that's a prayer, Lord. Now we come to meet with you under the blood of your Son again.
Oh, Señor, venimos a encontrarnos contigo bajo
so
la
now
sangre.
We have confidence.
Y ahora tenemos confianza.
You'll be with each person.
Que estarás con cada persona.
I don't know where each one is, but you do.
No sé dónde cada uno esté, pero tú sí.
So meet with them where they are.
Así que encuéntrate con ellos donde estén.
And bring them up, Father.
Y tráelos, Padre.
I ask in Jesus' name.
Lo pido en el nombre de Jesús.
Amen.
Amén.
Thanks. You may be seated.
Gracias. Puede tomar asiento.
I tell you this.
Te diré esto.
When you say to the Lord,
cuando le dices al Señor,
I want a new experience with you.
Quiero una nueva experiencia contigo.
Take me in places I've never been before.
Tómame a lugares donde nunca he estado antes.
You better be ready.
Mejor que te prepares.
For the unexpected.
Para lo inesperado.
Okay. Because he hears.
Porque él escucha.
And he answers.
Y él responde.
Now 95% of you didn't hear a word I just said.
Ahora, el 95% no escuchó lo que dije.
Didn't hear a word, did you?
No escuchaste ninguna palabra, ¿verdad?
Yeah. That's okay.
Está bien.
Good grief, who's that white-headed man in the back row there? What happened to you, Pete? He used to be young and have dark hair.
Él solía ser joven y tenía cabello negro, ahora todo está todo blanco.
We're all changing, aren't we?
Todos estamos cambiando, ¿no?
And day by day we're getting closer to our Lord.
Día por día nos acercamos más a nuestro Señor.
And that's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Y eso es una cosa hermosa, ¿no es así?
Yeah. God bless you all.
Dios les bendiga a todos.
I hope you can know the depth of His love like never before.
Espero que tú conozcas las profundidades de su amor.
That He is for you.
Aquí está él para ti.
That the things that are before us,
que las cosas que están ante nosotros,
we face in faith,
confrontamos en fe,
and totally without fear.
Y totalmente sin miedo.
If fear is in you,
si el temor está en ti,
something's wrong.
Algo está mal.
With your faith,
con tu fe.
Okay, perfect love.
Okay, amor perfecto.
And that's what we're coming to.
Eso es a lo que vamos.
Okay, it annihilates it, does away with it, with fear, casts it out.
Hay que echarlo fuera.
So fear has no place in our lives.
Así que el miedo no tiene lugar en nuestras vidas.
No matter what we're facing.
No importa lo que estamos confrontando.
We walk with God.
Caminamos con Dios.
Now.
Ahora.
We've been the last couple Sundays.
Hemos estado los últimos par de domingos.
Hitting on that word kingdom.
Escuchando la palabra el reino.
And last time we were on this looking at Isaiah 63.
Y la última vez estábamos viendo Isaías 63.
But the Lord said, go back.
El Señor me dijo, ve de vuelta, ve de vuelta.
What is that kingdom?
¿Qué es ese reino?
What does it look like?
¿Cómo luce?
Okay, is it a place?
¿Es un lugar?
Okay, well, let me ask you a question.
Bueno, déjame preguntar.
What did Enoch look like?
¿Cómo lucía Enoch?
That's the kingdom.
Ese es el reino.
Okay, what was his walk?
¿Cuál fue su caminata?
Now, who's your example?
Ahora, ¿cuál es tu ejemplo?
For getting out of here.
Antes que nos vayamos de aquí.
We have several, don't we?
Tenemos varios, ¿no es así?
Who's our first example?
¿Quién es nuestro primer ejemplo?
Enoch. Okay.
Muy bien.
So we're always going back to Enoch.
Entonces, siempre vamos de vuelta a Enoch.
What do we know about him?
¿Qué sabemos acerca de él?
Precious little.
Precioso pequeño.
On purpose.
A propósito.
Otherwise, we'd all be carnal copycats.
De lo contrario, todos seríamos copiones, nada más.
Yeah. So there's a reason.
Entonces hay una razón.
Why so little is written about him.
Por lo cual hay tan poco escrito por él.
Now Brother Branham talks about, I think it's in the Rising of the Sun.
Y el hermano Branham habla, creo, en el Nacer del Sol.
And I think what he says about Enoch there.
Y creo que lo que él dice acerca de Enoch ahí
is terrifying.
Es terrorífico.
Okay? Because he says he was totally obedient.
Porque él dice que él nunca fue totalmente obediente.
I think Brother Branham says in Rising of the Sun 500 years, right?
Creo que el hermano Branham dice en el Nacer del Sol 500 años, ¿verdad?
He says he never missed one time.
Él dijo nunca falló una vez.
Well, let's just forget it and go home, you know, right?
Olvídalo y vámonos a casa, ¿verdad?
No, it's one of those thank you very littles, you know.
No, eso es uno
so what about me, Lord? Where do I? fit in this?
¿Qué acerca de mí, Señor? ¿Dónde yo quepo aquí?
Well, we have other examples, don't we?
Bueno, tenemos varios ejemplos, ¿no es así?
Okay. And in that line,
en esa línea,
also is a Jacob.
También está Jacob.
And there's a word concerning Jacob.
Hay una palabra concerniente a Jacob.
Representing grace.
Representando gracia.
The shyster, the deceiver.
El engañador. Usurpador.
God was with him.
Dios estaba con
okay.
él.
And I want you to remember, we brought this up so many times, Genesis
28,
verse 15. Go there.
Vaya ahí.
Memorize it.
Memorízalo.
Put it in your back pocket.
Póngalo en su bolsillo trasero.
Take it with you.
Llévelo con usted.
When you come home from work all discouraged and worn out tomorrow afternoon,
cuando llegas a casa luego del trabajo mañana por la tarde, sácalo de tu bolsillo
and read it,
y léelo.
And let it stick with you.
Y que deja que te quede contigo.
Okay, we'll use this for our text. So would you stand with me?
Bien, leeremos esto para nuestro texto. ¿Podría ponerse de pie conmigo?
Let's start with 12.
Empecemos con el 12.
Now, he's just starting his own adult walk here.
Él está empezando su propia caminata aquí.
He's just left mom and dad.
Acaba de dejar a su mamá y papá.
They send him out to go find a wife.
Y lo mandaron a encontrar una esposa.
So he's on his own for the first time.
Aquí está a solas por su primera vez.
Okay. So this is where this all fits in.
Yes. Aquí donde todo que acopla.
Let's start at verse 11.
Empecemos con el verso 11.
And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set.
Y llegó a un cierto lugar, durmió allí porque ya el sol se había puesto.
And he took the stones of that place
y tomó de las piedras de aquel paraje
and put them for his pillows
y puso a su cabecera
and lay down in that place to sleep.
Y se acostó en aquel lugar.
Now spiritualize that one.
Vamos a espiritualizar eso.
Bring it to today.
Tráigalo en el día de hoy.
Okay, he came to a certain place.
Él viene a un cierto lugar.
The sun was set.
El sol se había puesto.
So this is you.
Entonces,
this
es
is end time.
Este es el tiempo del fin.
And he's taking a revelation and he's going to sleep on it.
Y él está tomando una revelación y se va a dormir en ella.
Okay. Yes. You're going to sleep on your revelation.
Tú dormirás en tu revelación.
Okay, because how would you choose some rocks and sleep on that for a pillow, right?
Porque cómo tú dormirías sobre una roca.
Those of us who have been to Africa, if you ever slept on an African pillow, you'd rather use a rock.
Aquellos que han estado en África, si tú has dormido en las almohadas de África, preferirías dormir en una roca.
They're about as hard as a rock, aren't they?
Yeah. Son igual de duras como una piedra.
No, yeah. Mary's laughing at me. Okay, so you're going to sleep on a revelation.
Entonces dormirás en una revelación.
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached into heaven.
Y aquí una escalera que estaba apoyada en tierra, y su extremo tocaba todo en el
and
cielo.
And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending.
Y aquí ángeles de Dios que subían y descendían por ahí.
So in this revelation, you have a connection.
Aquí en esta revelación tienes una conexión.
To another world.
A otro mundo.
To God's kingdom.
Al reino de Dios.
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou layest, to thee I will give it, to thy seed.
Y aquí Jehová estaba en lo alto de ella.
To thy seed.
Now, el cual dijo, yo Jehová, el Dios de Abraham, tu padre, el Dios de Isaac, la tierra en que estás acostado te la daré a ti, a tu descendencia.
Land is physical land here.
Ahora, la tierra es tierra física aquí.
But land here.
La tierra aquí
is the place of your revelation.
Es el lugar de tu revelación.
The word of the hour come to you. You've got a promise ahead of you, and I'm going to take you to it.
La palabra de la promesa de la hora está aquí y la tienes que tomar.
I'm going to give it to you.
Te la daré.
Doesn't this remind you of Exodus chapter 6?
¿Te recuerda algo de Exodus 6?
I already told you.
Ya te he dicho.
I'm taking you from point A home. Home.
Te tomo del lugar A a
home.
Casa.
All the way. Okay, to the promised land.
A casa, todo el camino,
okay.
A la tierra prometida.
So I'm going to give it to you.
Entonces te la daré.
And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. You're going to grow in your revelation.
Y será tu descendencia como el polvo de la tierra, y te extenderás hasta el occidente, el oriente, al norte y al sur. Tú crecerás en revelación.
Okay, This is Luke chapter 19. I'm going to give you a little bit of faith and see what you do with it. You're going to grow.
Este es Lucas 19, te daré un poco de fe y tú crecerás.
And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
Y en ti serán todas benditas todas las simientes.
Okay. Thy seed. Again, from Abraham, Jesus.
Tu simiente, nuevamente, desde Abraham a Jesús.
Verse 15. Read it out loud with me.
Hello, conmigo.
And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places where you go. I will bring thee again to this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that. Hallelujah!
He aquí, yo estoy contigo, te guardaré donde quiera que fueres, y volveré a traerte a esta tierra, porque no te dejaré hasta que haya hecho lo que te he dicho.
Thanks, you may be seated.
Gracias, puede tomar asiento.
Okay. Now, what do you have to fear?
Ahora, ¿qué tienes que temer?
I will not leave you.
No te dejaré.
Okay, I will not.
No lo haré.
Leave you.
No te dejaré.
I am with you.
Estoy contigo.
What have we been telling you?
¿Qué te he estado diciendo?
What's the first thing God discloses about his name in redemption?
¿Qué es la primera cosa que el Señor revela en su nombre en la redención?
Exodus.
Éxodo.
Chapter 3.
Capítulo
3. Certainly I will be with you.
Ciertamente estaré contigo.
This is how you know it's me.
Esto es, sabes, es como sabes que estoy contigo.
Okay, this is my name.
Este es mi nombre.
Jehovah.
Jehová.
You shall call his name Jesus.
Tú debes llamar su nombre Jesús.
Which means Jehovah Savior.
Lo que significa Jehová Salvador.
Which means Emmanuel.
Que significa Emmanuel.
Which is God with us.
Lo cual es Dios God con nosotros. Dios con nosotros.
God is not with all the world.
Dios no está con todo el mundo.
He's with you.
Él está contigo.
Those that he's redeeming.
A esos que está redimiendo.
Behold, I am with you.
He aquí, yo estoy contigo.
And what's the next phrase? I will what?
La próxima frase. Yo estoy.
I will what?
Yo.
Keep you. What does that mean?
Te guardaré.
What does that mean, I will keep you?
¿Qué significa te guardaré?
Isn't that exactly the words of Jesus?
¿No es exactamente las palabras de
John
Jesús?
13.
Juan 13.
Didn't he say to the Father, I've kept them all, Father?
¿No dijo él, Padre, los he retenido, Padre?
Didn't he say in John 17?
¿No dijo en Juan 17?
Father, I'm gone.
Padre,
but
yo
you
me
keep
voy.
Them.
Pero tú guárdalos.
You keep them.
Guárdalos.
Who's keeping you?
¿Quién te está guardando?
This word,
esta palabra,
promise,
esta promesa,
clear back. To the covenant holders, and you're a covenant holder.
Claramente, a los retenedores del pacto.
You. Get rid of your doubts, brothers and sisters.
Esto es para ti. Deshazte de tus dudas, hermanos y hermanas.
Get rid of your fears.
Deshazte de tus miedos.
You look at you.
Mírate.
You will drown.
Y tú te ahogarás.
Okay. But I'm telling you something.
Pero te estoy diciendo.
You could not believe in salvation until you knew salvation was for you.
Tú no podrías creer en salvación right. Hasta que supieras que salvación es para ti.
You could not believe in healing until you knew healing was for you.
Tú no podrías creer en sanidad si no supieras que sanidad es para ti.
So God more and more tries to tell you.
Entonces Dios más y más
I
trata de
decirte.
I have
more for you.
Estoy más para ti.
I have more for you to believe.
Estoy más para ti para que creas.
And every time you take a step.
Y cada tiempo que tú tomas un paso.
You lose fear.
Tú pierdes miedo.
Of something else.
De algo más.
Are you with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Now we got a kingdom.
Ahora, tenemos un reino.
Enoch was in the kingdom.
Enoch estaba en el reino.
And we got a challenge.
Y tenemos un reto.
You're going to be perfect.
Tú serás perfecto.
You're already perfect.
Tú ya eres perfecto.
You're sinless.
Eres sin pecado.
You're spotless.
Eres sin mancha.
You're the virgin bride, right?
Una novia virgen.
But.
Pero.
You're not mature.
No eres maduro.
Okay, I'm going to keep working with you.
Y continuaré trabajando contigo.
And you have the Holy Spirit.
Tú tienes el Espíritu Santo.
I don't like what you did yesterday,
no
Alfred.
No me gusta lo que hiciste ayer, Alfred.
Okay. That wasn't what you were born to be.
Eso no es para, por lo cual tú naciste.
So I'm going to whoop you along the side.
Entonces te nalgaré durante el camino.
Okay, now Brother Branham.
Entonces, hermano Branham,
listen, well, I keep going back all the time.
Dice, bueno, yo continúo yendo de regreso, no, todo el
how
tiempo.
God raised that son.
¿Cómo Dios crió a ese hijo?
Okay. And it was Brother Vail who always said,
Y fue el hermano Bell que siempre dijo,
man, that angel of the Lord was hard on that guy.
Hombre, mm-hmm. El Señor fue duro en ese hombre.
Okay. Now look at the things he told him.
Ahora, mira esas cosas que él dijo.
Why did you do that?
¿Por qué lo hiciste?
Why did you say that?
¿Por qué dijiste eso?
Okay. Listen.
Escucha.
Why did he take his wife?
¿Por qué él tomó a su esposa?
Why did he take his baby?
¿Por qué tomó a su bebé?
Why did he give him amoeba?
¿Por qué le dio ameba?
Listen, son. You didn't listen.
Escuchen, tú no escuchas.
As a father charges his child.
Como un padre se encarga de su hijo.
Did he not love? Did God not love him?
¿Acaso Dios no le amaba?
He loved him so much to deal with him, didn't he?
Él le amaba tanto que tenía que tratar con él.
Okay,
¿no es así?
I love you so much. I'm not going to let you go with those lousy attitudes.
Te amo tanto que no te dejaré que te vayas con esas actitudes incorrectas.
I love you so much. I'm not going to get by with that. You know that doubt.
Amo tanto que no te dejaré
fear.
Que continúes con esas dudas, ese
I
miedo.
Love you so much.
Amo
I'm going to mature you.
Que te haré madurar.
Now all these things are there in the message.
Ahora todas estas cosas están ahí en el mensaje.
But we get in ourselves and look at our mistakes and get all bent out of shape.
Pero nos miramos a nosotros mismos y nos ponemos todos ojos.
And pretty soon, if you nurse that.
Y si tú, mm-hmm. y tú alimentas, si tú alimentas
okay,
eso,
you'll be right with the Israelites.
Tú estarás justo como los israelitas.
Oh, where's God?
Oh, ¿dónde está Dios?
Oh, he must have left me.
Oh, él seguramente me dejó.
Because you don't feel nothing.
Porque no sientes nada.
You feel about as spiritual as a rock.
Te sientes tan espiritual como una roca.
Right?
¿Verdad?
And he gets quiet.
Y se queda callado.
And quiet is very necessary. Do you know that?
Y el silencio es muy necesario, ¿sabías eso?
Quiet is very necessary for your growth.
El silencio es muy necesario para tu crecimiento.
Okay. But silence.
El silencio.
Never.
Nunca.
Means.
Significa.
Absence.
Ausencia.
It means he's watching.
Él significa que está
sabiendo. It means you're being tested.
Significa que está siendo probado.
Because he wants to bring you to a better place than you are in him.
Porque te quiere traer a un mejor lugar donde okay. del que estás en él.
So, this verse.
Este verso.
In Genesis 28:15. Is your verse.
Es tu verso.
It belongs to you.
Te pertenece.
I will not leave you.
No te dejaré.
Okay, until I've fulfilled every word I've spoken about you.
Hasta que haya cumplido toda palabra que he dicho de ti.
We started out.
Empezamos.
With the blessings of his name.
Como bendiciones de su
is
nombre.
The blessings of his presence.
Son las bendiciones de su presencia.
I'm with you.
Estoy contigo.
I'm with you.
Estoy contigo.
This is how you know it's me.
Esta manera sabes que soy yo.
Okay, so quit looking at yourself.
Entonces renuncia a mirarte a ti mismo.
On the one hand.
En una mano.
On the other hand.
Del otro
oh
mano.
Oh boy, talk about balance.
Oh hermano.
Examine yourself.
Examínate a ti mismo.
All right, Hoffman. Leave us alone, would you?
Muy bien, Hoffman. Déjanos solos.
Don't look at yourself and your problems, but examine yourself. So what in the world's going on?
Examínate a ti
okay.
mismo y mira lo que está pasando en el mundo.
Where do I fit in the word?
¿Dónde yo quepo en el mundo?
What's he doing with me?
¿Qué él, Dios, está haciendo conmigo?
Am I submitting to his
¿Me
voice?
¿Me estoy sujetando a su voz?
Or Satan playing in my head?
¿O estoy jugando, Satanás está jugando en mi mente?
Okay. So, he's bringing you into a kingdom.
Te está trayendo al reino.
So again,
nuevamente,
last week.
La semana pasada.
Last time.
La última
whatever
vez.
That was.
What
does that kingdom look like?
¿Cómo luce
we think
reino?
Of places.
Pensamos de lugares.
We think of conditions.
Pensamos de condiciones.
Okay.
Bien.
We think of all kinds of things, future.
Pensamos de muchas cosas del futuro.
But last time I said, listen, what does that kingdom look like?
Pero la última vez dije, escucha, ¿cómo se ve ese reino?
It looks like you.
Se ve como tú.
When you're down on your knees.
Cuando estás arrodillado.
And you're duking it out with the devil.
Y luchas con el diablo.
And you're crying it out to God for help.
Y le gritas a Dios por ayuda.
And he comes into your heart.
Y él viene a tu corazón.
And you fall prostrate at his feet.
Y te sientes.
You fall at his feet.
Y tú caes a sus pies.
Okay.
Postrado
and all of a sudden he's Lord.
Y de repente él es Señor.
Okay. So this morning,
esta mañana,
I was in my study.
Cuando estaba en mis estudios,
And the Lord kept saying, pick up perfect pace.
El Señor continuó diciendo, recoge fe perfecta.
I said, oh, we've been through that 4 dozen times.
Hemos estado ahí por 4 docenas de veces.
Well, I picked it up.
Bueno, la recogí.
And he said, you got to look at this. And I saw something. Do you know how you can read things for years and pass
¿Tú sabes
right
cómo
over?
Puedes leer right? cosas por años y te las pasas de por alto?
And that's, it's time to not pass over things.
Yeah, bueno, es tiempo de que no nos pasen las cosas.
So, I'm going to read from this again.
Leeré de esto nuevamente.
And he's talking about the men who are mystics.
Y él está hablando de los hombres, los cuales son
the
místicos.
People nobody can understand.
Gente que nadie puede entender.
Does that sound like you?
Suena como tú.
You are such a weirdo.
Tú eres un raro.
Right? Jesus lived in a world nobody knew about.
Jesús vivía en un mundo que nadie supo al respecto.
He was odd.
Él era raro.
Okay? We don't like being odd.
No nos gusta ser raros.
That's our problem. You like to fit in too much.
Ese es nuestro problema, que nos gusta que caber en los lugares mucho.
So you got to get over that.
Usted tiene que sobrepasar esas cosas, superar.
You're never going to fit in.
Usted nunca
you don't belong here.
Usted no pertenece aquí.
You didn't come from here.
Usted no vino de acá.
That's what he's trying to get in our noggins.
Eso es lo que él trata de poner en nosotros.
He lived in a world of perfect faith and a perfect God.
Él vivía en un mundo de fe perfecta con Dios perfecto.
In which he was.
Lo cual él fue.
If we lived in a world in a perfect faith of a Christian.
Si vivimos en fe perfecta de un cristiano.
You'd be a mystic to the world.
Seríamos místicos al mundo.
Here, Russ, and people wouldn't understand you.
Aquí, Russ, la gente no te entendería.
Right.
¿Verdad?
You'd walk in the Spirit.
Caminarías en el Espíritu.
And what the Spirit said,
¿y qué el Espíritu dijo?
You would do.
Tú harías.
What God forbid,
que Dios prohíba,
you wouldn't do.
Tú no harías.
That's the way it is with all believers.
Eso es todo lo que pasa con los creyentes.
They're a mystic.
Ellos son místicos.
We're talking kingdom talk.
Estamos hablando de hablar del reino.
Okay. They're a mystic. People don't understand them.
Místicos, la gente no les entiende.
Because they live in a world to themselves.
Porque ellos viven en un mundo para sí mismos.
Jesus lived in a world nobody could touch.
Jesús vivía en un mundo que nadie podía tocar.
Take each sentence, would you, and just ponder it? I mean, really?
Tome cada oración,
okay?
Por favor.
Where are you? What is your life?
¿Dónde estás? ¿Dónde está tu
How
vida?
Much time do you spend trying to fit in
¿Cuánto tiempo
with everybody
gastas tratando de caber
that you can't fit in with?
Con toda esa gente que tú realmente no
Because God called
cabes.
You out
Porque Dios te llamó
to
fuera,
himself.
A ti mismo.
Right? Now, don't get me wrong.
Ahora, no me malinterprete.
You still will love them.
Tú todavía los amarás.
You would lay down your life for them.
Tú pondrías tu vida por ellos.
But quit trying to fit with them.
Pero renuncia a tratar de ser como ellos.
That's a different thing.
Eso es una cosa distinta.
Does that make sense?
Amen. ¿Tiene sentido esto?
Okay. Jesus lived in a world nobody else could touch.
Jesús vive en un mundo en el cual nadie podía tocar.
Okay, I'm going to skip a few pair of sentences. Okay, see, the disciples at that time weren't in the world he lived in. But they would get there.
Los discípulos en ese tiempo vivían en el mundo, pero ellos llegarían ahí donde estuvo.
Now, here's the paragraph that should be written in iron pen in your souls.
Y este
right?
es el párrafo que debería ser escrito con punta de hierro en tus almas.
When a man lives by faith,
cuando un hombre vive por fe,
and walks by faith,
y camina por fe,
substance faith,
fe de sustancia,
is isolated.
Él es, está aislado.
Isolated.
Aislado.
You don't like that word, do you?
No te gusta esa palabra, ¿verdad?
What if God wants us to isolate you?
¿Qué si Dios te quiere aislar?
What if he doesn't want you to fit in?
¿Qué si Dios no quiere que sepas en
You know, do you remember Philippians chapter 2?
¿Recuerdas Filipenses capítulo 2?
Where I was talking about Paul and his supernatural words.
Cuando estaba hablando de Pablo y sus palabras sobrenaturales.
Okay, what did he say?
¿Qué le dijo?
Let this mind be in you.
Deja que esta mente esté en ti.
That was in Christ Jesus.
Que estaba en Jesús Cristo.
Okay, who took on the form of a servant.
Que tomó la forma de un sirviente.
and made himself of no reputation.
Y se hizo de él sin reputación.
We don't like that.
No nos gusta eso.
That's supernatural.
Eso es sobrenatural.
You like a good reputation?
¿Te gusta la reputación?
Who doesn't?
¿A quién no?
Who doesn't?
¿A quién no?
To make yourself of no reputation is supernatural.
Hacerte de ti mismo sin reputación es sobrenatural.
You're separate.
Eres separado.
We don't like to be separate.
No nos gusta estar separados.
I love everybody.
Yo amo a todo mundo.
And because you love everybody,
y por causa que tú amas a todo
you
mundo,
see where they are.
Tú ves dónde están ellos.
You see what an oddball you are to them.
Tú ves qué raro eres tú a ellos.
And sometimes you think your heart is going to break because you're hurt so bad for them.
Y algunas veces tú crees que tu corazón se romperá por tanto que lamentas por ellos.
What if you're called to that?
¿Qué si tú eres llamado para eso?
Okay. See.
¿Ves?
Rising of the sun.
El nacer del sol.
The prophet.
El profeta.
I want one thing to glorify God.
Yo quiero una cosa que glorifique a Dios.
I want my life to glorify Him.
Yo quiero que mi vida le glorifique.
I want to come to a place.
Quiero llegar a un lugar.
Where William Branham.
Donde William Branham.
Is no longer thought of.
No es más pensado.
That's supernatural.
Eso es sobrenatural.
Oh, come on.
Oh, vamos.
Really?
¿En serio?
David, would you like to not be thought of by anybody?
David, ¿te gustaría que nadie pensara en ti?
Oh, really? You got to deal with it.
Tú tienes que tratar con eso.
We all do.
Todos tenemos que.
William Branham is no longer even thought of.
William Branham ni siquiera es más pensado.
Supernatural statements.
Declaraciones sobrenaturales.
But they're kingdom statements.
Pero son declaraciones del reino.
Now we're going back to here.
Ahora vamos de vuelta aquí.
Okay. Man lives by faith.
El hombre vive por fe.
Substance faith.
Fe de sustancia.
Is isolated.
Es aislado.
From the entire world.
De todo el mundo.
And becomes a new creature in Christ.
Y viene a ser una nueva criatura en Cristo.
There now.
Ahora ellos.
You're getting into bride material.
Ahí ya. Está entrando a material de novia.
Do you know that's bride material?
¿Sabía usted que es material? Eso es material.
Do you know isolation is bride material?
¿Sabía que aislamiento es material de novia?
Okay. Not a fun place, necessarily.
No es un lugar de diversión, necesariamente.
Not understood.
No entendido.
Bride material.
Material de novia.
You're just a weird mystic.
Eres simplemente un místico raro.
Bride material.
Material de novia.
Really?
¿En serio?
You want to go there?
¿Quieres ir ahí?
Now,
ahora,
listen,
escucha,
this is kingdom talk.
Este es hablar del reino.
You're getting into rapturing condition.
Estás entrando a condición de rapto.
So,
ahora,
are we going there?
¿Estás entrando ahí?
Listen, you can play church every day of
escucha,
your life.
Escucha, tú and puedes miss jugar a la iglesia todos los días de tu vida y perderlo.
Years ago.
Años atrás.
Okay. When I read this,
cuando yo leí esto,
I have to get you to this place.
Tengo que traerte a este lugar.
Do everything I can.
Tú, haz todo lo que pude,
to get you
para traerte
to walk
al caminar
in a world
en un mundo
with God
con Dios
alone.
Solo, a solas.
If I don't,
si yo no lo hago,
I will answer to God for it.
Yo responderé a Dios por
because I know He said this.
Porque sé que Él lo dijo.
You with me?
¿Estás Amen. Conmigo?
Jesse and I,
Isaí
when
y yo,
we went to Africa last March,
a Africa
a year ago,
el año pasado,
what did we say?
¿Qué dijimos?
This is what we went with. We got to get the people there.
Tenemos que llevar a la gente ahí.
You can't.
Tú no puedes.
But you can tell them,
pero les puedes
this
decir,
is where it's at.
Esto es donde está.
You commend them to the Holy Spirit.
Este, eres mandado por el Espíritu Santo.
Okay. Now, okay.
Muy bien.
You're getting into rapturing condition.
Estás entrando a condición de rapto.
That means for every one of us.
Eso significa que para uno, cada uno de nosotros.
That means for every one of you.
Significa para cada uno de
child,
ustedes.
Child, adult,
niños, brother,
sister,
hermanos, hermanos.
I don't care.
No me importa.
No exceptions.
No hay excepción.
You have to get there.
Tienes que estar aquí.
Do you want out of here?
¿Qué quieres ir de aquí?
You got to get there.
Tienes que entrar ahí.
Does this describe you?
¿Acaso te describa?
It better get to a place where it will.
Mejor que llegues a ese lugar.
Okay. Means for each one of us.
Significa para cada uno de nosotros.
Not just the pastor.
No solo para el pastor.
Deacons.
Los diáconos.
Trustees.
Los tesoreros.
That means for the laity.
Eso significa para
every individual.
Para cada individuo.
Walking in a world with God alone.
Caminando con Dios a solas.
Now here's the phrase I never got before.
Esta es una frase que nunca había capturado antes.
You're baptized.
Tú eres bautizado.
Into this kingdom.
En este reino.
There's the kingdom.
Ahí está el reino.
There's the kingdom.
Ahí está el reino.
You're in a place.
Estás en un lugar.
With God.
Con Dios.
Okay. A mystic.
Un místico.
Walking with him.
Caminando con
There's
él.
There's your kingdom.
Ahí está tu reino.
There's you're baptized into this kingdom.
Tú eres bautizado en este reino.
Who else is in this kingdom?
¿Quién más está en este reino?
Well, my wife.
En mi caminata.
My husband, my brother. No. He says there's nobody in there but you and God. Nobody.
Él dice, no hay nadie ahí, solo tú y Dios, nadie más.
Listen.
Escucha.
I'm coming out of this and I'll love you all. Give my life for you. But you have to walk here.
Yo estoy saliendo de esto. Daría mi vida por ti, pero tienes que entrar acá.
Do you really want to be raptured?
¿Realmente quieres ser raptado?
Then you have to deal with these words.
Entonces tienes que tratar con estas palabras.
You have to be in this place.
Tienes que estar en este lugar.
Because the seventh angel messenger declared it and he's vindicated.
Porque el ángel de el séptimo ángel mensajero lo ha declarado.
Okay. This is you're baptized into this kingdom.
Tú eres bautizado.
Those are important words there. I've brushed over them for years.
Esas son palabras importantes. Las he
There's estudiado. Nobody in there but you and him.
No hay nadie más ahí, solo tú y él.
Now here's the obedient sonship.
Aquí está
obedience.
El hijo obediente.
Okay, he gives the orders.
Él obtiene las órdenes.
And you pack them up.
Tú las obedeces.
Okay, so there's no cookie cutter here.
Entonces no hay un cortador de
galletas. David is going to speak
aquí.
To you, and you're going to obey.
Él te hablará y tú obedecerás.
So much for the headship of the pastor, right?
Mucho para el liderazgo del pastor, ¿verdad?
Really?
Oh, ¿en serio?
Come on.
Vamos.
This throws that all out the window, doesn't it?
Esto tira todo fuera de la ventana.
Listen,
escucho.
I see it all over.
Lo veo por todas partes.
And I don't go very many places.
Y no voy a muchos lugares.
People are so happy to have a relationship with the church.
La gente está tan feliz de tener una relación con la iglesia.
And think they're okay.
Y piensan que están bien.
And be totally dead.
Y están totalmente muertos.
When it comes to this.
Cuando viene a esto.
Oh, I got a nice relationship with the church.
Oh, yo tengo una hermosa relación con la iglesia.
Oh, my brothers and my sisters. Oh, we do things together. Oh, hallelujah.
Mis hermanos y hermanas hacemos cosas lindas juntos.
It's
hallelujah.
Not what he's talking about, is it?
Pero cuando le está hablando.
Okay. There's nobody in there but you and God.
No hay nadie ahí, pero solo tú y Dios.
He gives the orders.
Él les da la orden.
You pack them out.
Tú las obedeces.
Whatever he says.
Cualquier cosa que él diga.
Whatever he says.
Cualquiera que diga.
There's no shadow of doubt anywhere.
No hay sombra de duda.
You walk right on.
Caminas ahí.
In other words, you believe that voice.
En otras palabras, tú crees esa voz.
Okay. And that voice will always be the word.
Y esa palabra siempre será la
So what is the kingdom?
Entonces, ¿cuál es el
That's
reino?
The kingdom.
¿Cuál es el reino?
You're baptized into this kingdom.
Eres bautizado en este reino.
What is the kingdom?
¿Cuál es el reino?
It's you
Eres tú
in a world
en un mundo
with God
con Dios,
by yourself
por sola, a solas,
listening
escuchando,
listening
escuchando,
being obedient
siendo obediente,
okay? But you're walking with God.
Que tú estás caminando con Dios.
Isolated.
Aislado.
Isolated from the world.
Aislado del mundo.
A mystic.
Un místico.
Misunderstood.
Sin malentendido.
No, I'm going to be honest with you.
Y seré honesto contigo.
As a human.
Como humano.
One of the worst things that you can go through is being misunderstood.
Una de las peores cosas que puedes pasar es ser mal entendido.
Is that right?
Incomprendido.
And we all want to be understood so terribly,
y todos
don't
queremos
we?
Ser comprendidos, ¿no es así?
Huh? So when he comes to this place, he has to deal with you.
Entonces cuando él viene a este lugar, tiene que tratar
You're
contigo.
A mystic.
Eres un místico.
You're a weirdo.
Eres un raro.
You're isolated.
Estás aislado.
Nobody's there, but this is a lonely walk.
Nadie está ahí, pero esta es una caminata a solas.
Okay.
Muy bien.
Again, let me ask you.
Nuevamente,
you want to get out of here?
¿Quieres salir de aquí?
Do you want to really be that bride material the prophet described?
¿Quieres ser realmente ese material de novia que el profeta describe?
Do you want to get to know what rapturing condition is like?
¿Quieres saber cuál es la condición de rapto, cómo luce ella?
This is what rapturing condition is like.
Esta es como la condición de rapto luce.
Now tell me about your walk with God.
Ahora dime acerca de tu caminata con Dios.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you a question. How are you helping each other?
¿Cómo te están ayudando mutuamente?
How do you help each other in your walk with God?
¿Cómo se ayudan mutuamente en tu caminata con Dios?
Listen.
Escuche.
I see ministries.
Veo ministros.
Who love to draw people to themselves.
Quien aman a la gente más que a ellos mismos.
Okay? Antichrist spirit.
Un espíritu de anticristo.
You understand?
¿Entiende?
I want a ministry.
Yo quiero un ministerio.
I want a bigger ministry.
Yo quiero un ministerio más
I
grande.
Want a bigger. I want more followers.
Yo quiero, lo quiero más grande. Yo quiero seguidores, más seguidores.
We should give all of our energy.
Queremos, tenemos dar toda nuestra energía.
Telling people don't follow a man.
Díale a la gente, no sigan a un hombre.
To the young ministers.
A los jóvenes ministros.
Over the years.
Por pasar de los años.
I've had to ask them questions.
Les he tenido que preguntar.
You choose.
Tú escoges.
Do you want to be a man of men?
¿Quieres ser un hombre de hombres?
Or a man of God?
O un hombre de Dios.
Man of men is very popular.
Hombre
lots
de,
of friends.
Hombre de hombres es muy popular, muchos amigos.
A man of God is totally different.
Un hombre de Dios es totalmente diferente.
Now you choose.
Ahora tú escoges.
But you can't be a man of men and a man of God.
Pero no puede ser un hombre de hombres o un hombre de Dios.
Lonely.
Es solitario.
What he describes it as a lonely place.
Lo que él describe es un lugar solitario.
I think Enoch walked in a lonely place.
Yo creo que Enoch caminó en un lugar solitario.
Yeah, well, Jesus sure did.
Sí, Jesús realmente lo hizo.
So this is the kingdom.
Entonces,
that's what we're talking
reino,
about.
Y es lo que estamos hablando.
Don't get very far, but he had me go back to Exodus chapter 19. Let's go there. Because I was going to 2 Peter 2. I don't know why he said Exodus 19, but he sure did. So I went there, and I found that Exodus 19 is 1 Peter 2. Oh, well, that was interesting.
Exodus 19 es igual que Primera de Pedro.
Okay. This is our word. Exodus 19.
Exodus 19.
Okay, let's go to 3 to 6.
Vamos a de 3 al 6.
This is the type
este
in the Old Testament.
El tipo en el Viejo Testamento.
And Moses went up unto God.
Y Moisés subió a Dios.
And the Lord called unto him out of the mountain, saying,
y Jehová lo llamó desde el monte diciendo,
thus shall you say to the house of Jacob and tell the children of Israel.
Así dirás a la casa de Jacob y anunciarás a los hijos de Israel.
I have seen what I did unto the Egyptians.
Vosotros visteis lo que hice a los egipcios.
Excuse me, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians.
Ustedes han visto lo que hice a los egipcios.
How I bear you on eagle's wings.
Y cómo os tomé sobre alas de águilas.
Now, here's some men.
Aquí está un hombre.
Okay? And they come to Mount Sinai.
Y viene al monte Sinai.
I bear you on eagle's wings.
Te tomé sobre alas de águilas.
What eagle wings are you talking about?
¿Qué alas de águilas estás hablando?
This has been rough.
Esto ha sido duro.
This hasn't been easy.
Esto no ha sido fácil.
You know, I went through, my feet are sore.
He ido por los dolores de mis pies.
My skin is burned from the sunshine.
Mi piel se está quemada del sol.
I've had hunger pains.
He tenido dolores
body
de hambre,
aches.
Dolores de cuerpo.
And you're telling me you bear me on eagle's wings.
Y tú me estás diciendo de que me has tomado en alas de águilas.
Okay.
Bien.
One eye sees one thing, one eye sees another thing.
Un ojo ve una cosa y el otro ojo
right?
ve otra cosa, ¿verdad?
What does God see?
¿Qué Dios ve?
He says, I see eagle's wings.
Él dice,
I
yo
see
veo
grace.
Alas de águila.
I see you
veo
love.
Veo
what does the human say? ¿Qué
el hombre dice?
I see aches and pains and misery and sore feet, right?
Yo veo dolor. Miseria, pies adoloridos.
Okay, but then he says,
¿qué dice eso?
I brought you unto where?
¿Te traje a qué?
I brought you unto where?
¿Te traje a dónde?
Myself.
A mí mismo.
I brought you to me.
¿Te he traído a mí?
Now, isn't that perfect faith? Isn't that what we just read?
¿No es eso perfecta lo que hemos leído?
So I'm going to ask you a question. What is the message, brothers and sisters?
Te preguntaré, ¿qué es el mensaje, hermanos?
Come on. What is this message?
Vamos, ¿qué es este mensaje?
I brought you to me.
Te he traído a mí.
Not to a church.
No a una iglesia.
I brought you to me.
Te he traído a mí.
Christ, the mystery of God revealed.
Cristo, el misterio de Dios revelado.
You with me?
¿Está conmigo?
Bride material.
Material de novia.
Isolated.
Aislado.
Mystics.
Místicos.
People.
Gente.
Walking with God.
Caminando con Dios.
I brought you to me.
Te he traído a mí.
Okay. Verse 5.
Verso 5.
Now therefore.
Ahora pues.
If you will obey my voice,
si dieres oído a mi voz,
and keep my covenant,
y guardares mi pacto,
let me ask you a question. Does that still apply?
Déjame preguntarte, ¿acaso todavía aplica?
What does he say?
¿Qué dice?
Obedience to every word entitles you to the token.
Obediente a cada palabra, concerniente a la señal.
Revelation 22.
Apocalipsis
they that do
22.
The commandments of God have the right to the tree of life. You can't take obedience out of the scripture.
No puedes tomar la obediencia fuera de las escrituras.
You can't. That obedient sonship is there, always.
Eso hijo obediente siempre estará ahí.
Right? Okay? People take grace and make a mess out of it.
La gente toma la gracia y hace un desastre del respecto.
All right. Therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant,
si dieres oído a mi voz y guardares mi pacto,
then you shall be to me.
Vosotros seréis en mí.
A peculiar treasure.
Mi especial tesoro.
Unto me above all people.
Sobre todos los pueblos para mí.
That's his bride.
Esa es su novia.
For all the earth is mine.
Porque toda la tierra es mía.
And ye shall be unto me.
Y vosotros me seréis.
You shall be to me.
Vosotros me seréis
a kingdom of priests,
un reino de sacerdotes,
and a holy nation.
Y una gente santa.
These are the words that you shall speak unto the children of Israel.
Estas son las palabras que deberás hablar a los hijos de Israel.
Well,
bueno,
God bless Brother Derek for showing me this.
Dios bendiga al hermano Derek.
Who has he sought out?
¿Quién los ha buscado?
Who has the ancient Hebrew?
¿Quién tiene hebreo antiguo?
Put your King James Plus there. Go to Exodus 19, verse 6.
Vaya King James Plus en Exodus 19.
Okay. And let's look at kingdom.
Y veamos a la palabra reino.
Because you shall be unto me.
Porque tú serás
a para kingdom
mí un reino
of priests.
De sacerdotes.
Ah, man, you know. So here's the ancient Hebrew.
Aquí está el hebreo antiguo.
And I'm not even going to pretend because my scratches up here would mean anything anyway.
Porque mis garabatos no significarían nada.
But it does mean this.
Pero significa esto.
It's beautiful.
Y es hermoso.
What is a kingdom?
¿Qué es un
a
reino?
A walking.
Un caminar.
Among.
Entre.
The people.
La gente.
God's walking with you.
Dios está caminando contigo.
How rich is that?
¿Cuán rico
okay.
Es
listen. I started out this morning. Let's get rid of fears and doubts.
Empecé esta mañana. Deshagámonos del miedo y la duda.
What did he say?
¿Qué él dijo?
I'm with you.
Estoy contigo.
How long will I be with you?
¿Cuánto tiempo
always
estaré contigo? Siempre.
When will I not be with you?
¿Cuándo no estaré contigo?
Never.
Nunca.
Well, you got a lot of work to do here.
Bueno, tienes mucho trabajo que hacer aquí.
Do you know what you're saying?
¿Sabes lo que estás diciendo?
Who are you saying that to?
¿A quién le estás diciendo eso?
Huh? God.
Dios.
And God's going to look down and say, where were you?
Dios está mirando abajo y dice,
when the sons
estuviste
of God sang together and some
cuando
morning stars sang together and the sons of God shouted for joy. Where were you?
¿Dónde estuviste cuando los hijos se reunieron y gritaron de alegría? ¿Dónde estuviste tú?
I brought this whole universe into order.
He traído todo este universo en orden.
And you say you're a mess and you think I'm worried about that?
Y estás diciendo que eres un desastre y crees que estoy preocupado al respecto?
Do you think I don't know?
¿Crees que no lo sé?
Do you think I didn't know before the world began?
¿Crees que no lo sabía antes que el mundo empezara?
Do you think your mess is bigger than my power?
¿Crees que tu desastre es más grande que mi poder?
Come on, everybody.
Vamos, todo mundo.
So he's going to make you a kingdom.
Entonces, te hará un reino.
He's going to walk with you.
Él caminará contigo.
What did we just read? We're baptized into a kingdom.
Bautizados en un
walking
reino.
With God.
Caminando con Dios.
There we are.
Ahí
walking
estamos.
With God.
Caminando con Dios.
What is the kingdom of priests?
¿Cuál es el reino de los sacerdotes?
A walking among the people.
Un caminar entre
what
la
is
gente.
Priests?
¿Qué es sacerdotes?
Okay. Oh, this is sort of cool. And I got to draw this just for the fun.
Oh, esto es
here's
genial.
The Hebrew.
Y aquí está el hebreo.
Okay. Kingdom of priests, there it is, ancient Hebrew.
Reino de sacerdotes en el antiguo hebreo, ahí está.
Okay. The pictograph is a picture of an open palm.
El pictografa es la figura de una palma abierta.
And this is a seed.
Y esta es una semilla.
Okay, combined.
Combinada.
They mean opening the seed.
Ellos significan abriendo la semilla.
Who's the seed?
¿Quién es la semilla?
You.
Tú.
Where are you?
¿Dónde estás?
In the palm of his hand.
En las palmas de su mano.
Where are you, Josh?
¿Dónde estás, Josh?
In the palm of his hand.
En la palma de su mano.
Amen.
Okay. What's he going to do?
¿Qué él hará?
He's going to walk with you.
Él caminará contigo.
To make sure that seed
para asegurar
is
que
rooted
esa semilla
and blossoms.
Woo!
Don't you love our God?
Amen.
Come on, walk out of here happy and rejoicing and wake up tomorrow morning and said, I'm walking with God.
Vamos, sal de aquí regocijándote.
You're not understood, you're a weirdo, so what? I'm so happy.
Estoy tan
I'm walking
feliz.
With my God.
Camino con mi Dios.
I'm listening to his voice. He's training me to hear his voice.
Me está entrenando para escuchar su voz.
Okay. So here we go.
Aquí vamos.
The pictograph is a picture of an open palm.
El pictograma
and
es
the
la
seed,
foto de una mano abierta
that is a picture of a seed.
Es la foto de una semilla.
Combined,
combinada.
These mean opening up the seed.
Significa abriendo la semilla.
Come on.
Oh, vamos.
What have we said for years?
¿Qué hemos dicho por años?
God is in you.
Dios está en ti.
And he comes into you.
Y él viene a ti.
In seed form.
Y forma una semilla en ti.
And then works himself
forma
out.
De semilla. Y se desarrolla.
To full manifestation of what that seed.
A una completa
is that right?
Manifestación.
Isn't that this message?
¿Es verdad? ¿No es eso este mensaje?
Yeah. Who you walk with.
¿A con quién caminas?
Love this?
¿No lo amas?
All right. Combine these, the opening of the seed, when the seed opens.
Cuando la semilla se abre.
When the seed opens.
Cuando la semilla se abre.
The roots begin to form the base of the plant.
Las raíces empiezan a formar la base de la planta.
Your roots begin to sprout.
Las raíces empiezan a brotar.
Here's what I'm showing. Where are your roots?
Esto es donde te digo dónde están tus raíces.
Where did you come from?
¿De dónde vienes?
You should know.
Tú debes saber.
The secret of our lives have been made known.
El secreto de nuestras vidas ha sido manifiesto.
What message conocido. Am I quoting?
¿Qué mensaje estoy citando?
Who is this Melchizedek?
¿Quién es este Melquisedec?
You came from God.
Vienes de Dios.
You're going back to God.
Vas de vuelta a Dios.
Speaking of your soul.
Hablando de tu alma.
And you're trying to fit in with the world. What in the world for?
Y tú estás tratando de
why
pensar con el mundo.
Waste your energy?
¿Por qué malgastar tu energía?
Love them, of course.
Ámalos, claro.
You love everybody.
Tú amas a todo
you
mundo.
Will do everything you can to help them.
Tú harías cualquier cosa que puedas para ayudarles.
But you can't walk with
pero
them.
No puedes caminar con ellos.
It's a difference, right?
Es diferente, ¿verdad?
All right.
Muy bien.
When the seed opens, the roots begin to form at the base of the plant.
Cuando la semilla se abre, las raíces empiezan a formar la base.
Going down into the soil. So here's this beautiful seed, and all of a sudden it's in the palm of the hand, and little roots sink down into the ground to make it sprout and grow.
Esta semilla tira raíces y crece.
Okay. When the seed opens the roots to form the base of the plant, going down into the soil, the plant rises out of the ground.
La planta sale fuera del suelo.
Forming the stalk of the plant.
Formando a la planta.
The tall tree.
El árbol alto.
Can only stand tall and firm, strong.
Solamente tall. Puede quedarse fuerte y erguido.
I'm so sorry. You okay?
Yeah, I just missed my translation.
Oh, okay. And because the strong root system supports it. Okay. So what is a priest?
Okay, ¿qué es un sacerdote?
What is a priest? A kingdom of priests.
Sacerdote.
This is a priest.
Este es un sacerdote.
And it comes down to G.
Viene a G.
And G says, because that was the root word,
porque esa es la palabra de
the
raíz.
Priest, the base,
la base,
which supports the people.
Sostendrá a la gente.
Okay? Here's your God.
Aquí está Dios.
Here's your walking with.
Aquí está tu caminata.
And he's there. And you're in the palm of his hand.
Y está en la palma
and he watches
su mano.
That seed.
Y él me esa
and he
semilla.
Says, I'm going to make it sprout.
Y él dice,
and I'm
going to
grow. And
I'm
okay, and he's the high priest
y él es el
of our confession. I'm
going
to watch that seed to make it sprout.
Y él hará que esa
and anchor
crezca.
In the word of God.
En
to grow strong.
De Dios
and to become a seed again.
Y volver a ser una semilla
nuevamente. Isn't that beautiful?
¿Es esto hermoso?
Kingdom.
Reino.
The kingdom of priests. What's the next phrase? Holy nation.
La siguiente frase, nación santa.
Holy.
Santo.
Okay. To be set apart.
Ser apartado.
For a special function.
Para una función especial.
We've talked about holiness, you're set apart.
Hablando de santidad, estás
there was
apartado.
A vessel.
Es un vaso.
In the temple.
En el templo.
It cannot be used.
No puede ser usado.
For anything else.
Para algo más.
But that for which it was made.
Solamente para eso, para el cual fue formado.
If it was taken out,
si fuese sacado,
it was profaned.
Era profano.
They could never use it again.
No podrían ser usados.
You're to be used for God.
Tienes que ser usado por
you're
Dios.
A holy nation.
Eres una nación santa.
Okay, you're set apart by
eres
God.
Eres apartado para Dios.
Okay, from the rest of
de,
the world.
El resto del mundo.
For a special function.
Para una función especial.
It means separating.
Significa separando.
And joining to something.
Y juntándose a algo.
The one who is set apart as special.
El cual ha separado es especial.
The one who is set apart as special.
El cual, el que ha separado es
so
especial.
Here.
Aquí.
Is God walking with you.
Aquí está Dios caminando
and
contigo,
you're in his hands.
Y estás en su mano,
and there's a seed.
Y está la semilla,
and he's watching over it.
Y está mirando,
and he makes it root and
y
blossom and grow.
Y la hace enraizar
and
y
he says,
brotar y crecer.
Ron, you belong to me.
Y dice, Ron, me perteneces.
The world doesn't understand you. You're just a weirdo. Get used to it. Because you belong to me.
Porque tú me perteneces.
Sort of fits, doesn't it? We understand those things. Don't we? Yeah. One who is set apart is special. This is 1 Peter 2:9.
Esto es Primera de Pedro 2:9.
Now the last word.
Ahora, la última palabra.
You're a holy nation.
Eres una nación santa.
That's sort of strange.
Eso es algo extraño.
And I was working
y estaba obrando
when I first moved here at a lumber company.
Estaba trabajando en una compañía de madera.
And there was a coworker.
Y había un compañero de trabajo.
Sort of a, and he was a helper to me for a while.
Y él fue un ayudador para mí.
But he grew up in St. Louis Park, I think.
Pero él creció en, creo, en San Luis Park.
Which, you know, is St. Jewish Park. You know, that's what they call it.
Haven't
you ever heard that? Yeah.
San Judío, el Parque San Judío.
Yeah, and he had all of this Jewish friends.
Y él tenía todos estos amigos judíos.
And they always called him Goy.
Y ellos siempre le llamaron Goy.
You're a Goy. I said, what's a Goy? He says, that's the, their word for
Goy.
Gentile.
¿Y qué es eso de Goy? Esa es la palabra para gentil.
Well, here it is.
Y aquí está.
Now this is really strange. You're a holy nation.
Y esto es muy extraño.
Why
una nación santa,
would
¿por qué
God
Dios
say to Moses,
le diría a Moisés,
you know these people?
¿Sabes cómo
I brought them to me.
Los traje para mí.
They're mine.
Ellos son míos.
There's a kingdom
son del reino,
of priests.
Sacerdotes.
Okay, I'm walking among them.
Estoy caminando entre ellos.
They're listening to me.
Ellos me escuchan.
They're obeying me.
Me obedecen.
I'm watching over them.
Los estoy
they're in the
guardando.
Palm of my hands.
Están en la palma de mi mano.
And I'm going to watch that seed sprout and grow.
Y veré esa semilla
and I'm,
brotar y crecer.
And I'm going to support that seed.
Y soportaré
make
esa
sure
semilla.
It's there.
Me aseguraré que
they're
esté
separated unto me.
Han sido separados para mí.
Okay. They're a foreign nation. I sort of like this. You don't belong down here.
Tú no perteneces aquí abajo.
You know what? You just don't belong down here.
¿Sabes qué? Tú simplemente no.
Now, why didn't he call him Israel as his nation? He says a foreign nation.
¿Y por qué él no llamó a Israel como su nación, sino una nación extranjera?
The word there is goy.
La palabra que es goy.
It's what means Gentile.
Es lo que significa gentil.
Why would he do that?
¿Por qué él haría eso?
Okay. He says, because you don't fit with Israel nominal, you're from above.
Porque tú no calzas con Israel nominal,
you're
sino eres de arriba. Tú eres
okay.
Extraño.
So here this says, have you ever heard this phrase?
¿Algunas has escuchado esta frase?
This is the backbone of the nation or something.
Esta es Derek, la columna vertebral that, right? De la nación.
What does that mean, Derek?
¿Qué quiere decir eso, Derek?
Very good.
Es la parte vital de la nación, por lo cual sin ella todo colapsaría. Muy bien.
For those of you who didn't hear because of microphones, Derek said it's the vital part of a nation without which everything would collapse. So he says you're a royal, okay?
Él dice tú eres un real.
What do you say? Royal priesthood, holy nation.
Eres real sacerdote, nación santa.
So the word nation is you don't belong because you're a Gentile, but you're the backbone.
Porque tú eres un gentil, tú eres una columna vertebral.
The people of a nation has the back of the body.
La gente de la nación tiene la espalda del cuerpo.
But he's separating right here.
Pero él lo está separando justo aquí.
Church nominal and church spiritual.
Iglesia nominal, iglesia espiritual.
Okay, Israel as a nation, all of Israel is not Israel.
Israel es una nación, todo and Israel
he
no
says,
es real.
Okay. You're different.
Okay, tú eres
you're
diferente.
Set apart.
Eres apartado.
You're special.
Eres especial.
I brought you to me.
Te traje para a mí.
So you belong to a kingdom.
Así que perteneces
I'm quitting.
A un reino.
That's enough for today.
Por hoy.
I hope you see
espero que veas
your calling.
Tu llamado.
Okay? I hope you see.
Espero que tú veas.
Don't try to understand and fit in with this world. You can't do it.
No trates de entender y calzar en este mundo. No puedes.
Okay. You are called of God.
Eres llamado de Dios.
To walk with God.
Caminar con Dios.
To listen to God.
Escuchar a Dios.
To obey God.
Obedecer a Dios.
And there's no way.
Y no hay manera.
Unless somebody beside you has the same calling.
A menos que alguien al lado tuyo tenga el mismo llamado.
That you will be understood.
Que seas entendido.
You will be a weirdo,
serás un raro,
a mystic,
un místico,
an oddball. All these things the prophet said.
Todas estas cosas que el profeta dijo.
So, I'm asking you to just closing. Musicians, would you come? Who are you?
¿Quién eres tú?
Do you really believe you came from God?
¿Acaso tú realmente crees que viniste de Dios?
Then why are you fussing and why are you fearing?
Entonces, ¿por qué estás peleando y estás
why are
teniendo?
You looking at the wrong things and getting so upset?
¿Por qué estás viendo todas las cosas cerradas?
Listen. From the message, who is this Melchizedek?
¿Del mensaje, quién es este Melchizedek?
Okay. Talks about God and morpha, changing.
Hablando de Dios en morfe, cambiando.
Okay. Abraham met, okay, he met Melchizedek.
A Melchizedek.
Now here's what he says.
Y aquí está lo que él dice.
He unfolds here.
Él se revela aquí.
What all attributes will do in the final end.
Que todos esos atributos harán en el
he's talking about you.
Tiempo final. Está hablando de ti.
You.
De ti.
He's talking about you.
Hablando
you're going
de ti.
To do the same thing Jesus did. You're going to change forms.
Tú harás las mismas cosas que Jesús. Tú cambiarás formas.
Are you with me?
¿Estás conmigo?
You're going to change forms.
Cambiarás formas.
All attributes will do in the final event. Every son of Abraham.
Todos los atributos serán en el fin.
That's you. Every son of the faith.
Todo hijo de la fe.
We'll do the same thing.
Harán la misma cosa.
But I want you to see how you have to come.
Pero quiero que tú veas cómo tienes que venir.
Well, Jesus,
bueno, Jesús,
went a certain route and he became a word body first.
El primero fue un cuerpo palabra primero.
You're going to take a different route.
Tú tomarás una raíz diferente.
You have to be tested.
Tú tendrás que ser probado.
You have to sin.
Tú tienes que pecar.
You have to be redeemed.
Tienes que ser redimido.
But you are going to end up the same place.
Pero terminarás en el mismo lugar.
He,
arriba en el mismo lugar.
Truly,
él verdaderamente.
Can you receive this? Honestly,
esto, honestamente,
Jesus,
Jesús,
truly,
verdaderamente,
is your elder brother.
Es tu hermano mayor.
It's God and his family.
Es Dios en su familia.
And he said, big brother,
él dice, hermano mayor,
I'm not trying to be irreverent, I'm trying to be very reverent.
No trato de ser irreverente, sino muy reverente.
Because big brother loves you so much, he's going to say, Dad, I'm not going to be there without my brother.
Y por causa de que él te ama tanto,
and I'll redeem him.
Papá, por causa de que
but you're
ama,
going back. Okay? He will always have a special place.
Él siempre tendrá un lugar
but
especial,
so will you.
Pero tú también.
With him.
Con él.
Because you came out from him.
Porque saliste de él.
Do you really believe that? You have to deal with it. Do I really know?
Realmente yo acaso sé.
Hey, let me ask you a question. What does it mean to you?
¿Qué significa para ti?
That you're born out of God.
Que has sido nacido de Dios.
What does that mean to you?
¿Qué significa para ti?
That you came from a kingdom.
Que viniste de un reino.
You came out of the bowels of the Almighty God. What does that mean to you?
De las entrañas de Dios Todopoderoso.
You know, do you know what it is? The Christian mind gets so boggled up.
¿Sabes? La mente cristiana se queda toda desordenada.
Confused, I'm
confundida.
Sorry. Oh, I'm just lost.
Oh, estoy simplemente perdido.
Okay, and I'm trying to find my way.
Estoy tratando de encontrar mi camino.
But those of us
pero
who
esos,
believe the message of the hour,
a quienes creen el mensaje de la hora,
have the priceless pearls from God.
Tienen las perlas invaluables de Dios.
You aren't here by mistake.
Estás aquí por error.
Okay? You weren't made
eres hecho
to fit in.
Para calzar.
You weren't made
hecho
to receive attaboys from all the people at work. Good old Eric. Good old John. Oh,
para
I'm
recibir
sorry.
Palmas de los amigos del trabajo. Buen hecho, Eric.
Okay. No wonder he said.
No
you came
que
from
digo,
God.
Que vienen de Dios.
You came down here
viniste de Dios,
to be tested.
Para ser probado,
but you're going back.
Pero vas de vuelta, de regreso.
Right? He says, now we see the secret of our lives.
Ahora vemos el secreto de nuestras vidas.
Isn't that beautiful?
¿Eso es hermoso?
Now you see the secret of you.
El secreto de ti.
Yeah. Our journey.
Nuestra jornada.
And death.
En la muerte.
And where we go after we die.
Y donde vamos luego que morimos.
And then he tells us
y él dice esto
about that little dewdrop.
Acerca.
And that little dewdrop is you.
Esa pequeña gota de rocío.
You're here. You're on a little blade of grass.
Eres tú.
Out
estás
in the field.
Una pequeña hoja en la pasta.
Okay. And it starts to shimmer in this when the sun hits it in the morning.
Yes, empieza cuando el sol sale en la mañana.
I'm sorry. You okay? And the sun is going to call it right back.
Y el sol lo llamará nuevamente de vuelta.
To where it came from.
De donde vino.
You're going home.
Estás yendo a casa.
Because you don't belong here.
Porque no perteneces.
Uh-huh. Listen, brothers and sisters. You're kingdom people.
Eres gente del reino.
You don't belong to this world.
Tú no perteneces a este mundo.
Okay. Let the world care for the world.
El mundo se preocupa del mundo.
That's not for you.
Eso no es para ti.
Get into your heart. I'm a kingdom man.
Entra en tu corazón y di, soy un hombre del reino.
Oh, we have to get involved.
Oh, tenemos que envolvernos.
Oh, we have to. No, you don't.
No.
There's only one thing you have to get involved with.
Solo hay una cosa en la cual tienes que estar envuelto.
That's him.
Eso es él.
Father.
Padre.
Father.
Padre.
There's a reason you call him Father.
Esa es la razón por la cual le llamas Padre.
Because he's your Father.
Porque él es tu padre.
Okay? He's your Father.
Él
you don't belong
padre.
Here.
No perteneces.
Your kingdom people.
Eres gente del reino.
You've been baptized
ha sido
into a kingdom.
A un reino.
He backs the orders. Or he gives the orders, you obey and pack them out.
Él te da órdenes, tú las obedeces.
You're walking in a world.
Caminando en un mundo.
Just you.
Solo tú.
And your God.
Y tu Dios.
But you come out of there.
Sals fuera de
with
ahí.
So much love.
Con tanto amor.
Daddy loves me so much.
Papá me ama tanto.
I can't help but love you too. You got enough love.
Tienes tanto amor.
And I know of a security that my Father loves me.
Yo sé en la seguridad que mi padre me ama.
He wants to walk with me.
Quiere caminar conmigo.
He has me in the palm of his hand.
Tiene la palma.
He's watching over that little seed.
Está vigilando
He's
esa
making
pequeña,
sure it grows.
Y se asegura de que crezca.
Huh? Remember what Brother Branham said every time? Not every time. When he came into discernment.
Okay.
He said, now, how does that go? It's in Jesse, Isaiah. Where's that verse? Would you read it? Oh, I'll read it because I want the people. Isaiah 27:3. Here we are. Because this is exactly what we just read.
Esto es exactamente lo que leímos.
Brother Branham quotes this so many times.
Hermano Branham cita esto muchas veces.
I'd like you to read it out loud with me, would you?
Me gustaría que lo leyeras
okay.
conmigo.
Do you have your Bibles there? Let's read it out loud together. I, the Lord, do keep it. I will water it every moment, lest any hurt it. I will keep it night and day. There you go.
Yo, Jehová, la guardo cada momento, la regaré, la guardaré de noche y de día para que nadie la dañe.
There you are.
Ahí estás
That's
tú.
You.
Ese es tú.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but my Jesus is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Huh? Amen.
Let's sing. I sing praises to the. Would you stand with me? I sing praises to your name, oh Lord, praises to your name, oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. I sing Esther's going to pray for us.
Dear Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful this morning for your holy word that's being spoken to our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for planting that seed.
Amen.
And help us, Lord, to take good care of it. Help the little ones and the elders to understand what's your will
Jesus.
For us
Amen.
In our lives, in this world. Help us to walk with you isolated, Lord. And whenever the people come and ask us, why are you such a weirdo? Just say, because
Thank
of
you,
my
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Help us to Preach your word wisely, Lord. Help us to plant your seed to those soils too, Lord, that need your word in this world. Help us to understand what's your will. Help us to help others. Help us, Lord, to help the needy one, the one that is struggling in our works, in our houses. Help us to feed them with your holy word, with those eternal words that came to us and has been revealed. Help us, Lord, to be that holy bride that you're expecting from us. Help us, Lord, to get to maturity. Help us to grow and to be that nice tree that bears fruit to hundreds, Lord. Help us, Lord, to feed the hunger one with your word too. Because that day will come and you will ask, what did you do with this gift that I have gave you? Help us, Lord, to be the light of this world. Amen. Thank you, Father, for help us understand that we are that seed in your hand, yes, to be that holy nation.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for opening your word and place it in our hearts. We place, Father, the needs of the church in this time, the worldly church, Lord. Help them. Help them, Lord, to understand what you really desire, where you want, what's the place you want to take us to. There's many that don't really understand. Why are they so lonely? Help them, Lord, to avoid those thoughts of saying that you're not with them, that you're there, Lord. You're testing us, Lord. That's the way you work. You want to see that bride being revealed. Thank you, Father. Take us to our places, Lord, being rejoiced because of what you have told us. And may we meditate on it, Lord. Thank you for this service. Thank you for your word. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And I thank God for each one of you.
Y agradezco a Dios por cada uno de ustedes.
He loves you.
Él te ama.
He watches over you.
Él te vigila.
And every word that he spoke of concerning you,
cada palabra que él habló acerca de ti,
he will not leave you.
No te dejará.
Until he fulfills that word.
Hasta que cumpla esa palabra en ti.
He's with you.
Él está contigo.
Yes, Alfred, let's sing that. There's none like you. Unlike you. My heart like you.